Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to this week's English khutbah. And the topic is Children are a blessing. Alhamdulillah. All praise be to Allah who created human beings and conferred on them special favors. I bear witness that there is no deity but Allah alone who has no partner. And I bear witness that our Master and Prophet Muhammad is the servant and messenger of Allah. O Allah, send blessings, salutations upon him, his family, all of his companions, and those who are guided by their guidance until the day of judgment. As to what follows, I counsel you, O servants of Allah, and myself, to have taqwa of Allah, the Lord and Cherisher of the worlds. Allah Almighty says concerning the servants of the Most Merciful, وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. And those who say, Our Lord, grant us from among our wives and offspring comfort to our eyes and make us an example for those who possess righteousness and taqwa. O believers, on the authority of Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, who said, I was with the Messenger of Allah, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, in one of the souqs, marketplaces of Al-Madinah. Then he left, and one of his grandchildren ran up to him. The Prophet, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, opened up his arms, welcoming him. He then kissed him and drew him to his chest and supplicated for him, saying, Allahumma inni uhibbuhu fa'ahibbah. O Allah, I truly love him, so love him. Indeed, they are children, O servants of Allah. They are the beauty and adornment of this worldly life and the sweetness and comfort of the heart. Allah Almighty says, المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا. Wealth and children are but adornment of the worldly life. They are indeed a gift from Allah, the bestower of gifts, a gift which the prophets and messengers requested. For verily, Zakaria, may Allah's peace be upon him, supplicated to his Lord, saying, Rabbi habli min ladunka dhurriyatan tayyibah. My Lord, grant me from yourself a good offspring. Due to the importance of children, Allah Almighty commanded us to take care of them and fulfill their mental and bodily needs. Moreover, he made parents responsible and accountable for the welfare of their children. The Messenger of Allah, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, said, وَالرَّجُلُ رَاعٍ فِي أَهْلِهِ وَهُوَ مَسْؤُولٌ عَنْ رَعِيَّتِهِ وَالْمَرْأَةُ رَاعِيَةٌ فِي بَيْتِ زَوْجِهَا وَمَسْؤُولَةٌ عَنْ رَعِيَّتِهَا. Each of you is a shepherd, and each of you is responsible for his flock. The Imam, who is over the people, is a shepherd and is responsible for his flock. A man is a shepherd in charge of the inhabitants of his household, and he is responsible for his flock. A woman is a shepherdess in charge of her husband's house and the children, and she is responsible for them. And a man's slave is a shepherd in charge of his master's property, and he is responsible for it. So each of you is a shepherd, and each of you is responsible for his flock. Narrated by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Thus, Allah Most High directs the mothers to look after their children, saying, وَالْوَالِدَاتُ يُرْضِعْنَ أَوْلَادَهُنَّ Mothers shall breastfeed their children. Furthermore, Allah Almighty made it obligatory on the father to provide support and maintenance for the child and its mother, so that she can have a stable life and take proper care of her child. Allah Most High says, وَعَلَى الْمَوْلُودِ لَهُ رِزْقُهُنَّ وَكِسْوَتُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ Upon the father is the mother's provision and their clothing according to what is acceptable. Part of the responsibility of fathers is that they strengthen and reinforce their children's relationship with their Lord and inculcate in their hearts and minds noble values and moral traits. Allah Most High says in the words of Luqman addressing his son, يَا بُنَيَّ إِنَّهَا إِن تَكُ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ فَتَكُنْ فِي صَخْرَةٍ أَوْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ أَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَأْتِ بِهَا اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَطِيفٌ خَبِيرٌ O my dear son, said Luqman, if there be but the weight of a mustard seed and it were hidden in a rock or anywhere in the heavens or on earth, Allah will bring it forth, for Allah understands the finest mysteries and is well acquainted with them. He, Luqman, said to his son, as narrated in a tradition, يَا بُنَيَّ مَنْ يَمْلِكْ لِسَانَهْ يَسْلَمْ وَمَنْ يَجْتَنِبْ مَدَاخِلَ السُّوءِ يَأْمَنْ وَمَنْ يَصْحَبِ الصَّاحِبَ الصَّالِحَ يَغْنَمْ O my dear son, whoever safeguards his tongue will be safe and unharmed. Whoever avoids the ways of evil will be secure and at peace. Whoever accompanies a pious and virtuous friend will gain and obtain benefit. What beautiful values, what sublime words of wisdom, which are instilled in the heart and mind of his child, which will remain with him for his entire life, and which he, in turn, will teach to his children thereafter. Honorable fathers, the Messenger of Allah, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, said, وَإِنَّ لِوَالِدِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقًّا And indeed, your children have a right over you. وَإِنَّ لِوَلَدِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقًّا And indeed, your children have a right over you. Of the rights that children have over their parents, is that they are raised and brought up such that they find their parents to be the closest of their friends, being able to confide in them what preoccupies them and being able to consult them about that which confuses them. Thus, the wise father listens his son and the loving mother to her daughter. Once Lady Fatima, may Allah be pleased with her, the daughter of the Messenger of Allah, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, complained to her father about something that was hurting and showed him what grieved her. Also, of the rights that children have over their parents or servants of Allah, is that we are concerned with our children's education and health, dedicate a portion of our time to them, impart to them some our experience, and instill in them that which strengthens their faith, rise their rank and status in this life and the afterlife, beautify their character and refine their action such that when they speak, they are truthful, and when they promise, they fulfill their promise such that they are good and kind to others. O Allah, protect and preserve our children and make them a cause for our happiness. I say these words of mine while I seek Allah's forgiveness for you and for me, so seek His forgiveness, for He is oft forgiving, most merciful. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran, Abu Zabi.